Well, basically, Jordan Spieth enters a realm that only one other guy is in. As a person who has won three legs of the Grand Slam before he's 24, the other person in that club is a fellow by the name of Jack Nicklaus. Some pretty heady company. How does Jordan Spieth going forward deal with things? Do expectations, have they just increased tenfold?
Yes, they do, absolutely. And I think this is a tremendous a turning point in his career. You know, like we watched him a couple of years ago at the Masters when he had the lead. He went into the back nine with a significant lead.
Right.
Everyone's expectations were that, oh, he's going to blow the field away.
Yeah.
And then he got to the 12th hole, had a catastrophe. You know, made, you know, his key performance marker was off. He made a big number,
yeah.
And then the fall and the slide was tremendous. So,
yeah.
You know, that was, you know, then now he's got to recover from this.
Right.
So we watched today when he, you know, had the lead going into the final round of the Open Championship at Birkdale, and everyone's expectations. So, was that he's going to go and obviously win the third leg quite easily. But, you know, he got off to such a bad start. And you know, let's look at it from this tee shot. He made an excellent execution with this tee shot,
right.
But it ended up in the rough. So
right.
His assessment wasn't matching, and that's what caused him the problem. And it upset him. He was upset with the result. And we watched Michael Greller at that time just say, let's get over with it. You know, so he's trying to bring him immediately back into the present moment, which is a tremendous gift and a tremendous team from his caddy to get Jordan back into the proper mindset.
Well, I think, too, I mean, when you talk about turning a bad situation into a good situation, I look at the 13th hole. Jordan Spieth probably shouldn't have come away with a bogey even, which he did. He was lucky to get that bogey, is what I'm saying. At that point, he could have basically collapsed. You know, Matt Kuchar looked like he was going to be winning. And what does Jordan Spieth do? He comes away, he's 5 under over the next 4 holes.
Yes.
You know, the response was incredible in my mind.
It really was. So let's look at this, the setting the table before the 13th hole. You know, so Jordan got off to a bad start, his poor assessment. You know, I call these shot lost events.
Right.
So he lost a shot, not to par, but, you know, he lost a shot for himself. He did on the first hole, the second hole, the third hole, the fourth hole, and then on the ninth hole. So he had 5 shot lost events
right.
Before he got to the 13th hole.
Right.
I mean, these are shots that he frittered away.
Right.
So now he gets to the 13th tee. He makes a very unsatisfactory execution with that tee shot. It goes on the other side of the moon. Now he's in big trouble, and he's no doubt that he's on a slippery slope, and looks like he may go into free fall.
Right.
And so his attention got immediately in this chaos. It went, and this is the sign of a great champion. All of a sudden, he's in trouble. It got his attention.
Right.
So even though he made bogey, so that execution of his tee shot caused him to have a shot lost event on that hole, inevitably.
Mm-hmm.
But getting it up and down from where he was also allowed him to, say, have a shot gained event.
Right.
He saved the shot, and you're absolutely right. But more importantly, what it did, Hutch, is it got his attention. He turned it around 180 from a psychological point of view, and his focus on from, you know, the, so he had shot gained events, one on the 13th hole, that shot, that saved putt.
Right.
Then on 14th, he had a two-shot gained event when he made that eagle on 15, 16, and 17. This was a turnaround of all ages and an absolute mental, remarkable mental achievement.
Yeah. Well, you know, we talked about him being now only the second player to win 3 legs of the Grand Slam before he turned 24. I mean, going forward, like we said, the pressure on him is going to be pretty incredible, you know, in every major he goes into now. But just knowing that he can, you know, be on that shaky ground that he was on at the British Open at Royal Birkdale, that's got to be a very positive thing in his mind going forward.
It's tremendous. And you know, people, it's just so easy to, you know, be focused on the result.
Right.
And it's, you know, what really, where the magic happens, where the secret sauce is just prior to that.
Right.
And this is what Jordan Spieth does so well. This is what Michael Greller helps him and why he's such a great asset.
Right.
As a caddy to Jordan, is that when they get into trouble, everyone else who doesn't have the disciplined mind
right.
goes into free fall, they panic, they fail. But they have the presence to stop, get their attention, go back to the game plan, which is let's get present, let's take
right.
care of business. They need to then get into focusing on their two key performance markers,
right.
which is being able to assess this shot at hand, and then execute. You learn to emotionally detach from the results, and then that's when you actually gain control, and then you see this performance turnaround. This is the great thing and the great talent of Jordan Spieth.
Well, you know, and when we talk about results, and if we're just focusing on results, you feel badly for Matt Kuchar. But on the other hand, you know, you look at a guy like that, and hopefully this is what he's thinking of in his mind, because he's a very nice man, and, you know, kind of a guy that everyone likes to cheer for. But if you look at, I mean, he certainly didn't lose it today.
It was
just that Matt Kuchar, Jordan Spieth won it. Matt Kuchar handled himself very well down the stretch.
Well, and typically, Hutch, those situations when you find yourself in Matt Kuchar's situation, well, when your playing partner, your opponent is in a free fall, you're going to probably win those tournaments more times than not.
Right.
And, you know, each golfer has control of their own shot lost events, and each golfer has control of their shot gained events.
Yeah.
Matt Kuchar played well in that situation.
Yeah.
It's just that Jordan Spieth pulled a rabbit out of his hat and went to a level that no one ever thought it was possible that he could do in that situation.
Right.
And that's what makes this championship, you know, that'll go down in history as one of the best.
Right. And then, just to, we're probably being nationalistic by pointing this out, but Austin Conley, T14 at the British Open, his first major championship at a golf course like Royal Birkdale. He goes into the final round today, goes 4 over across the front nine, almost like his buddy Jordan Spieth did. But then he, too, comes back, very much like Spieth did, puts up 4 birdies on the back nine. Mind you, he had a double bogey and a bogey as well. But, you know, but still he finishes with a 73, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But not as, I mean, when you look at his first 3 rounds, you know, we're talking about a 20-year-old who's, was T3 going into the final round. Got to be very positive for Austin Conley going forward.
It is. And now, I'm not sure if a lot of people understand that Austin Conley is very good friends with Jordan Spieth.
Yeah.
The same coach. they live in Dallas
yeah.
together. They hang out together. They played a practice round.
Yeah.
So
from
a psychological point of view, Austin Conley, you know,
yeah.
Mental aspect that is such a high quality of Jordan Spieth is rubbing off on him.
Right.
You know, when you have a connection that, you know, you see your friend, your buddy, Jordan Spieth perform the way he is,
right.
you actually believe that you can do that too. The connection is a lot closer. It's not
right.
as big. It's not a big leap of faith to be able to perform. You believe it. And that's a very important aspect that, you know, Austin Conley is kind of drafting Jordan Spieth. So, that's a great thing, and when we watched him perform, I mean, Austin Conley doesn't have the greatest swing. He's a small, slight individual,
right.
but looking at his focus, and I think he has his stature as a mental performer is very high, and it's
yeah.
very impressive.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talked about Brooks Koepka when he won the U.S. Open a few weeks back. You know, he was almost robotic in doing it, coming down the stretch. I found Austin Conley to be a lot like that as well.
Exactly, and if we're able to look into it, you know, his ability to stay present, his ability to assess that shot, his ability to execute that shot from a mental perspective is is where he's very skilled. And again, this is going to help him get his confidence on a spiral upward, and it just validates his position that the next time he's in these pressure situations, he's been there, done that, and then he's on the psychological, you know, development.
Right.
And because that's what's really going to determine whether he makes it or doesn't as a professional golfer.
Yeah. Well, I think as well, you have to look at going forward with Austin Connolly. I mean, obviously, he's going to have the confidence of what he did at Royal Birkdale. But by the same token, too, you can almost run into, I don't want to call it an overconfidence or a cockiness, because I don't think it's something that, you know, Austin Connolly would consciously do. But maybe in the back of your mind, maybe in the recesses of your mind somewhere, do you somewhere say, hey, you know what? I did pretty good at the British Open. You know, I can play the European Tour now. I can play the, which in one sense is good, as it gives you a certain confidence. But on the other hand, is it something that could maybe trip you up one day?
Well, again, from another mental perspective, if he's complacent with what he's just done, that'll be the worst thing that ever happened.
Right.
But I believe, like, you know, the environment that he's in, and also refers, again, once again, referred to Jordan Spieth, that he's going to want to chase his buddy. He wants to, he's thinking that, you know, he's going to get on the PGA Tour in the future, win tournaments, and also win major championships. He's going to start thinking that,
right.
And he's not. My opinion is that he's not going to be complacent.
Right.
I think he's going to continue to strive and draft behind Jordan Spieth because he's his buddy, as I mentioned. And I think it will only serve him well.
Right.
So I think he'll. He seems to be able to have that knack of being present with each shot, and
right.
I think he showed it particularly over the weekend at Birkdale. And I think he will be able to build on those building blocks and move in the right direction moving forward.
Right. So he's just not going to let himself get too far ahead of himself.
Well, that's just it. I mean, golfers, you know, we all have this tendency to get in front of us. We want that result.
Right.
Our attention's on the result. And that's golf insanity. That's,
right.
You know, that doesn't do it. You've got to put your attention, you've got to detach emotionally from the result.
Yeah.
And attach your attention onto the assessment
yeah.
and the execution of each shot. Those are the key performance markers, and when you need to train your thought process to stay in the present.
Right.
And you're doing those two things, and let the results be a byproduct of how well you perform.
Yeah. Well, we're moving across the ocean to Canada, actually, this week, and we are moving to the grounds of Glen Abbey, so I'm sure we'll have a few stories to take a look at by the time everything wraps up at Glen Abbey. So let's plan to get together after that one.
We'll look forward to it. Thanks so much, Hus.
Okay.
Nice being with you.
You bet.